Hey guys, welcome back.
This is Hobo.
And the Bear.
Don't forget to follow us on our platforms. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter is Hobo and the Bear with the H and the B capitalized. And the podcast platforms you can follow us on are Google Play, Stitcher, Anchor,
Breaker,
Pocket Cast, Radio Public.
That's right.
Is that all of them?
That we can remember right now.
Apple Podcasts.
We're trying to get on iHeartRadio, so keep your fingers crossed for us on that one.
And those are the Hobo and the Bear with the H and the B capitalized.
So, guys, I guess we should start off by saying thank you for all the listeners that we do have. We've been watching our numbers grow and everything these last few weeks.
And you won an Ireland shout-out to you, because I want to go there one day.
I shout-out to all of them.
Yeah, shout-out to all of them.
So, the reason why we hadn't uploaded a podcast in a couple of days is for some reason our recordings didn't save like they were supposed to, because we were out last weekend at a campground, and we recorded our thing away from the house, so.
Yeah, didn't want to save properly.
Yeah.
So. But we're coming to you from a pool right now.
With glow sticks.
Yes, with glow sticks.
So, I suggest if anybody has kids, yeah, and you want to do something this summer, creative idea is glow sticks in the pools.
Or if you're just adults.
Yeah.
But with the kids, the necklace ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, be a game for them.
Yeah.
To go and get them.
Pick up glow sticks.
Yeah.
Instead of dodging for apples, dodging for glow
sticks.
Or
the ring toss?
Yeah.
Underwater with the glow sticks?
Yeah, that would work too. Yeah. But the reason why we're talking about glow sticks in a pool is because on our side of the world right now is dark.
Yep.
So we are playing in the water, keeping it cool. Mm-hmm. Probably going to be doing the same thing tomorrow because it's supposed to be kind of hot tomorrow.
Yeah. And probably going to get a little bit more burnt like I did today.
Right. Gotta get your sun. So anyways, some of the things we talked about last week on the show that we couldn't get uploaded was we tried the hemp cigarettes, which is 100% hemp and CBD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're pretty amazing, guys.
Yes, they are.
For me and her, it was different, though, because, we long sometimes just to smoke weed because we used to back in the day. We missed the taste, the smell, getting the giggles, whatever. So, this was, the perfect justification for that taste.
Yes. Because it smelled and tasted just like marijuana.
Yes. And it relaxed us, kept us calm, you know.
Got me chink-eyed.
Had a pretty good show going. I really wish it could have uploaded.
Me, too.
We just had to do some editing.
Yeah.
But, last week was pretty awesome, being able to do the show where we done it, because we were
right on the riverbed.
Yes.
We could hear the river.
Yeah. But no, so, what do you think about when it comes to hemp? What do you think all the good things it could do?
Well, I appreciate if you stop hitting me with the glow stick.
Oh, sorry.
when it comes to hemp?
Yeah.
About what? Legalization or?
Well, I mean, so far, I think it's legalized.
Yeah.
All the way.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Because people with anxiety, it helps.
It does. It really does. Mm-hmm. So if any of our listeners have anxiety, besides taking, medication over, prescription medication, try the hemp. Yes. It is amazing. Can I have the glow sticks out here, Nikki?
You just go cut your sentence off and ask for glow sticks.
I am. I have really bad anxiety now. It's gotten worse throughout the years. And,
so do I.
I normally have to have an inhaler. And whenever I use the CBD or the hemp, I feel so relaxed, so calm. I can't even remember what it was I was stressed out about.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like what it was like when I was smoking weed. I couldn't even remember what I was stressed out about.
And the cigarettes were so cool because the filters had, stars on the end of them.
Yeah. I don't know if we've talked about it yet on the show, but me and the hobo are actually trying to do hemp farming.
Yes.
We have a lot of land we sit on and everything, and it's kind of the perfect place to do a hemp farm. And we've looked it up in our state. You know, you have to have your license to do the hemp farm in our state.
Yeah.
So.
But all you gotta do is apply for a license.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Your application in for one.
Yeah. I really want to.
Yeah, so bad. Because we already have so many ideas for them.
Yes. I think hemp, you know, it took a long time for people to realize what the
uses were.
Yes. For hemp.
And how good they are.
Yes.
As opposed to terrible drugs.
Yeah.
Well, addictive pills.
Ooh, speaking of pills and drugs. So, acquaintance that we know, she was telling me that at her doctor's office that they have a sign up saying to use CBD oil and stuff. And so that's a good thing. And I, you know, we've talked about it. It's good for kids with seizures or adults with seizures at that, but it's, you know, kids can use it too. So kids with autism, kids that have epilepsy, stress, ADHD,
PTSD.
Yeah. Anything like that it can is helpful for. So, but the thing that gets me the most with it, and this is how long it took it for them to realize.
Okay.
Yeah, but the benefits for our world, for Earth.
Oh, and it's even for doggies too. They have seizures.
Yeah.
Because where we got our CBD cigarettes at, they had doggy treats.
Well, my main focus, not just on the medical use of it, though, is
that's
the fact that they also can use it for fuel. I've seen a thing where somebody had come up with a compost for houses to use it, biodegradable compost and stuff for homes.
Some there's some over here.
And then, you know, it could be made, paper could be made out of hemp, string, clothing. There's actually a lot of things that hemp can be made out of. And it's depressing to know how long it took society to get on board with it because they were so scared it was drug.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's a difference between hemp and marijuana.
Yeah. So totally different plants. Granted, yes, it comes from a flower that looks about the same as marijuana.
Yeah.
So that you got to look out for.
Well, it kind of has the same side effects except for the fact that
it gets you stoned.
Yeah, THC is not in there.
Yeah.
In the hemp. So it doesn't play in the chemicals that's in your brain and stuff to cause you to get high. Oh, you know.
She's reaching to go get glow sticks, guys.
But the thing about it is I studied marijuana when I was in eighth grade. I did my science project on it. So I've been, not just marijuana, but hemp. I've been studying it for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, its usage and stuff like that, the benefits of it and everything. And just if it wouldn't have been for the lumber company, it would have been made for paper. If it wouldn't have been for the gas companies, it would have been made for gas. If it wouldn't have been for the clothing companies, it would have been made for clothing. And we could have saved a big portion of our earth.
Yes.
Like, we could have really took, we wouldn't have had to have took for granted the resources that were here that were limited.
Mm-hmm.
So, going green, guys. Go green.
Yes.
Yeah. So when you smoke hemp, what's your side effects?
See. It just makes you calm.
Like when I would smoke weed, how I'd always smile?
Mm.
Yeah. I was just smiling. Just happy and calm.
Could you smoke it every day?
Yeah.
Could you smoke it and go to work?
Yes. Because it's not making you stoned.
Yeah.
It's just keeping you relaxed.
Yeah.
Couldn't smoke it at work because it smells too much like marijuana, but...
Yeah. Now, I have a person in my family who has anger issues, and he bought, like, a quarter of the flowers of hemp. And he was like, you know, it does him good, keeps him calm and stuff. You know, he's not been having angry outbursts and stuff like that. That's always a positive.
Yes.
You know?
Ugh. Why did you put it on my leg instead of your own leg?
Because. So,
what is your side effects?
Just that it keeps my anxiety down. Like, I don't feel anxious or nervous. I mean, I do it first. I start to feel a little nervous.
Because of the smell of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But after, you know, a few minutes, I get calm. I'm relaxed. I sleep better.
Yes.
Did I tell you that they also had gummies with melatonin in it?
No.
With the CBD?
No, I don't think. I think you did. I just don't remember.
Yeah. I mean, granted, yes, it makes you sleep better anyways, but with melatonin, then you can sleep faster.
I'm going to tell you what, y'all want a good, relaxed night? Eat you a couple of CBD gummies or smoke you a little bit of CBD and drink some wine.
Yes.
And you're not going to remember what in the world has hurt you, upset you, stressed you out, what bills are paid, what bills aren't paid. You're not even going to realize what's going on. You're just going to be, like, comatose to you're feeling good. Yeah. So. Well, send me, like... If I was doing it this summer, like, would you do it during your summer activities? Like,
what?
Camping, cooking
smoking?
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. I mean, granted, yes, any of the kids that we interact with, totally, it's not drugs.
Well, I wouldn't do it around kids. Even though it is camp, I still wouldn't want to do it around the kids. It's not the same thing, I understand, but at the same time, I don't want to because they have the CBD drops.
Sorry if you hear our dogs.
Medicine for kids and stuff.
Yeah.
So they're not smoking it. If you're going to give it to your kids because they need it medically, I would suggest giving the drops instead of trying to get them to smoke because that's just not good.
Yeah.
So, and you know my thing.
And they suggest the drops for kids.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, if you guys have kids that are autistic or have learning disabilities that you're like hyperactive or anything like that, I'd look into it.
Instead of giving medicine that makes them zombified?
Yeah. Like, I took antidepressant medication when I was a kid, and it made me feel more fucked up than it did okay.
Yeah.
Like, there was a difference. Yeah, my husband has a sparkler.
Huh? Really?
Yes. He's getting into the summer spirit.
Okay.
No.
Two stars. God, they're gonna throw it at us.
Oh, so, like, I don't know about all that, but I know in the last podcast that we were talking about, we're trying to remember what all we was talking about in the last one. We also talked about the Go Green movement.
Really? God, money.
Hope.
Yeah, the Go Green movement.
Yeah, pay attention.
But I don't want him to hit me with the sparkler.
Will you quit throwing the fucking...
The Go Green movement. Hemp's a part of going green.
Yes.
So is going to your local produce stands and buying vegetables and stuff instead of using the chain stores and stuff like that. It's a lot easier to go out.
Yeah.
You're not paying a bit.
I'm paying attention to that sparkling. I just went out. Okay.
I suggest it. I mean,
Help your local farmer.
I do know that food stamps are now acceptable for those things where you can grow buy plants and stuff like that, especially in our state. So, like, if anybody's on food stamps or SNAP or whatever, and you're like, well, I can't really because it's not acceptable, I might want to check, because in ours it is, in our state it is.
Yes.
It is acceptable to buy plant-based groceries and stuff, which I think is a good thing because it's not processed, so it's healthier for you. And stuff like that. I'm not saying go vegan because I can't do that. I would be a hypocrite if I said that because I am a red meat eater.
Yeah, same here.
So
I want to try, but then I also don't want to give up meat.
I'm just, I love being a carnivore. Mm. Or a herbivore. Is that herbivore?
Herbivore. Herbs.
Herbs. What the fuck eats both? Carnivore eats meat. Herbivore eats vegetables. Ah, oh, make us feel stupid.
Can't Google because our hands are wet.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But anyways, so yeah, definitely check out your local farmers markets and stuff like that. Not these superstore chains, like chain stores. Don't, because they're making more money off you than they're paying their employees.
Yeah, that's true, they are.
Well, I don't know about anybody else's Walmart, but I know our Walmart just did the self-checkouts, like fast checkout, all the way down.
Mm-hmm, like only 4 or 5 lines are people actually checking you out.
Yeah, can I just go ahead and say, that has to be the stupidest thing. You know how easy it is actually still doing that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I was a kid at not our super Walmart, because the Walmart we have now is huge, but we had one before then. They done the self-checkout. I used to steal shit left and right. Like, because I could.
I forgot my Christmas money there one day. Like, the change of a $100 bill.
Yeah, oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, see, like, I'm not saying I stole, like, $100 worth of stuff. I mean, I wasn't going to take and spend my Christmas money on a $2 keychain whenever I could technically steal it. You know? Or panties. Because, you know, my parents were pretty strict on what kind of underwear I could wear. And at that time, I was like, no, I want to wear this kind of underwear. So I would steal it.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people do that now. And I know they have that little checker at the end. But why replace the employees at the checkout for an employee to be at the door just to scan your receipt?
Right. Just to make sure that the stuff that is out of bags
has been bought. That's the only thing they check for.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me just go ahead and say. Well, not that. I was just going to say, let me put it out there that I am not a thief. I don't like to steal. No, my cigarette upside down? No. I don't like to steal. I accidentally stole a dog chain and went back in and paid for it.
Yeah, the other day with that self-checkout, you stole a case of Mountain Dew.
I did. I didn't think about it. There was nobody at the door. I thought that she scanned them. She thought I scanned them. And I walked out the door and stole a Mountain Dew. And I was like, oh, God. I was trying to figure out, how did this come out cheaper than what we really thought it was?
About $8 cheaper.
Yeah.
$8, $9. $9 probably with tax.
About $8, because they were, no, probably about $9, because they're like $7 something. And yeah, altogether probably saved us about $9 by accidentally stealing a case of Mountain Dew.
Not condoning stealing, guys.
No, don't steal. I mean, like, literally don't. But y'all, I don't know. If you grow up in small towns like we are, like, all our businesses around us are getting closed down.
Yeah.
And they're being emptied. And this is putting other people out of work, you know? That's not fair. And it's all because you can find it cheaper at Walmart. But technically, after a few months of that store that got closed down being closed, I'm falling into the pool. That's okay, I'm safe.
Are you help?
No, I'm good.
Well, you got my leg broken.
Okay, push. We have my cigarette, but okay. So anyways, after a few months of those stores being closed down, though, the prices just creep back up.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, you're paying the same price for a pair of shoes.
You need help?
No, I'm okay. I'm just floating to my side. Trying not to break my cigarette. Oh. You're paying the same price that there was at the other store.
I'm good. She's having issues here, guys.
I floated away. But no, like, seriously, though, you will. So, like I said, you know, me and you want to do hemp. Probably, you know, do other gardens as well with it. Like,
yeah.
Every summer, like, we normally have it, like, we're always trying for a vegetable garden.
Yeah.
You know. Like, a lot of people have gone to using those vegetable gardens and turning it into growing and making their own baby food for their babies.
Yeah.
I think that's smart. Also, I think if you guys have kids, you should really check out the cloth diapers. Cause,
not all parents are for cloth diapers, though. So.
Yeah, but I mean, if you were, like, I hope you guys understand that it stops rashes and you have to change them. I'm an aunt, to say it correctly. I'm an aunt.
Oh, that just sounds weird.
It does sound weird for us to say aunt.
Because we're from the South.
Yeah. But I'm an aunt, and when I see my nephews or my nieces with a little soggy bottom, I'm like, change their butt. And the parents are like, no, it's okay. They just peed once. I don't care. Change their butts.
Yes.
And it seems like all parents do it. They have kids in diapers, like regular diapers. They let them get full before they change them.
Yep. I just want to change them when I see them.
Yes.
But I know it's okay.
It's not bad parenting, I don't guess, because every fucking body does it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like...
Like, if it was you, would you want to be stuck in your pee?
I guess it's different because there's absorbance in the diapers and stuff.
Yeah, but when is, like, hanging down between their kneecaps.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's time to change it.
Mm-hmm. It's way past time to change it.
Yeah, when your kid looks like you stuck them in a pool and pulled them back out, yeah, it's time to change them. Which, I mean, I understand they are absorbent. They're supposed to absorb the pee and stuff, so you don't have to...
They're really expensive, too.
Yeah, they are. Cloth diapers aren't. You can wash
them. Oh, and there is a company that you can buy your cloth diapers from and take them, like, send them back to them, and they'll wash them for you.
Yep.
And it's like just a monthly service charge.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good thing. I mean, I'm all for going green. Yeah. And when I think of hemp, I think of going greener because it can be used for so many things, which helps our earth. You know, yeah. I mean, when we got a fucking island full of garbage, I think before we got to that state, we should have been more prepared for doing things a little differently. And now we're at this state.
And not just now, when the last like couple years coming out with like, the metal straws, like glass straws.
Oh, I feel bad for that person who made the straws that were able to detect drugs put in drinks for females and stuff. Uh-huh. Because it was made for plastic straws.
Well, they have nail polish. That changes colors.
Yeah, that's true.
The college students invented it.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's still this nail polish, man.
Mm-hmm. You just, like, dip your finger in your drink and it changes different color.
well, this person, you know, went out and made straws, so that way they could put straws in their drink. They felt like the person was being watched or something. They put the straw in their drink, and if it changed colors, they would take the drink from them.
Yeah.
I mean, I use straws, yeah. And I should probably switch to metal straws because mm-hmm. I'm sitting here preaching about going green, and I'm still using plastic straws. I know. I'm horrible. I'm trying.
Contradictions.
Yeah. It's really hard for me to drink out of metal, though, because I can taste it, and yeah. I don't like it.
We can use glass ones.
Yeah. Okay, I could use a glass straw. But another thing is, it's like, okay, so back in the day, you got soda pops that were in glass bottles, mm-hmm. you know? They were like $1.60, but they were more expensive back then, you know?
Yeah.
And they switched to plastic. And here's my thing about plastic. Plastic has always been known for the fact that it's not reusable. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you were to scald it, boil it, whatever, it still technically holds germs inside of it. So, you're not supposed to reuse plastic.
And yeah, it's the little triangle and stuff on the bottom when yeah. you have to throw them away.
Yeah. And that's like, you know, they go out of date. The plastic, mm-hmm. it's not technically like the drink goes out of date itself, but the...
Well, the drink does.
Yeah. Yeah, the drink does, but the plastic does too.
Yeah.
So, why switch to something that you know is not biodegradable?
Yeah.
Like, unless you just don't give a fuck.
Right.
I don't know.
Like, I seen a thing about Aquaman. Do you want to play Aquaman?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting his name.
Jason's on.
Yeah, starts with an M.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Everybody else probably does.
Yeah, it's a sexy motherfucker. he put water in a can, like, to try to help. He done, like, a project thing.
Yeah.
Funding to make water put in cans instead of bottles because he drinks water a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I hate the taste of water in a can.
Yeah.
It's yeah. so nasty.
It is.
Like, I only had it, like, a couple times when I was at the park when I was little, but oh my God.
Yes.
Uh-uh. This is disgrace putting. Because yeah. it just tastes like metal.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty glass. Yeah. I mean, glass can be broken down and reused. Mm-hmm. You know, it is recyclable. That's why you recycle glass.
Yeah.
You know, so glass is recyclable.
Ooh, or the thingy that they're coming out with the water in the water. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
The little balls of water?
No.
That you just, like, eat?
No, I haven't seen those.
Yeah, it's fucking cool. I'll show you after this podcast because it's cool looking.
What are we at?
22.
Okay. I guess this one was just us rambling on
yeah.
about going green. So, before we get close to ending it, let's give a shout out to the ideas that we've seen that most of our listeners like the Jack the Ripper.
No, education and,
Unknown.
Yeah, the unknown were the top two.
Okay, and then Jack the Ripper. Right, comes in third.
Yeah, it comes in third.
Yeah. So we guess most of our listeners like the spooky stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is cool, because we got more to come.
Yes, like we love spooky stuff.
Hobo's going to talk about the Axeman.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably talk about voodoo shit, because I'm into that. Like, I'm not, I don't do voodoo, I'm just into the whole, like, I'll probably talk about Louisiana.
Yeah.
And, like, the home of voodoo for yeah. our states.
And witchiness.
Yes. Witchy woman. Sorry.
I like the witchiness, too.
Yeah. I think it's all different, I guess. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of ideas. We just been set back this week with our recording stuff being messed up. And then we'll probably, I don't know, after tomorrow, probably try to do two shows tomorrow before.
Yeah.
We go on a little mini stint vacation. It's going to cause us to be indisposed. So we hope you guys stick with us, even though we're not going to be posting for about a week or two, I think. Ain't it? Going to be like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah. So going on to do our little thing, and then we'll be back to post more, like, and keep up with you guys. Probably do a little bit better job at keeping up.
Yeah.
You know, it's gotten warm, so we were, you know, going out. I got sick that one time, so... Yeah. You know, it's warm weather. We like to go out and do a lot of things when it's warm, so.
I'm sorry my dog's been barking through basically this whole podcast.
It's nighttime.
Yeah.
He acts like he's scared of
me. Oh, okay. I said something and he stopped barking. Batman!
Okay. But. Are you going to pull it short tonight?
Do you have anything else to talk about with the hemp?
No, I mean, other than the fact that they've come up with biodegradable hemp that for homes, gasoline, paper, clothes, stuff like that. I mean, it can make a lot of things. So it's really, it got so many good purposes and good uses. I'm just irritated at the fact that it took so long for the government to get behind it. And it's all about the money. We all know what it's about. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
So. Oh. But I'm starting to prune in this pool. And I got a tinkle. So, no peeing in the pool.
No, and it's heat lightning. So, we're just going to get up out this mofo.
Alright, guys. Don't forget to follow us. After 50,000, we'll do a face reveal. And y'all should start letting us know whether or not y'all want us to do the games and stuff for the merchandise and stuff like that so we can get started on doing that.
Yeah, so please comment or DM us.
Yes. All right, bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Happy listening.